Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna buy a bunch of them. Oh, they're weird. This old ass deal.
You want some sort
of chill. Yo, this way is going crazy. Everybody, and I make and I post it so everybody can stay on my DM. I'm not here for that. Let me DM you. I'll DM you. Post some shit up. I'm DMing you. What I mean? I'm a DM you, nigga. Niggas are stupid. Other people claiming that it's dumb. Oh, you ain't see the post I put up?
No.
No, because it's fucking trolls. Keep asking me out. Like, how many times people are asking me out? You gotta watch out for people who you tell no to. And they still ask you to.
That's a red flag. That's that weirdo music.
Yeah.
I don't like it when people say, like, they try to convince you that you're going to do something. Like,
right,
oh,
yeah.
You're going to like me, or you're going to go out,
right.
Or whatever, whatever. You're going to be my girl. No. That's where you got me all the way.
Yeah. What's wrong with my joint? I can't turn my joint around. Yeah, I just gotta close everything out. I'm trying to go live. Who this? I like type shit like this.
My brothers.
Where the port is? Even my cousin was like, be nice, blah, blah, blah. I'm not nice. Yo, cousin, I'm not nice. He said I was nice. Philly Shine Radio, we live on a Thursday. What's good, everybody? Definitely feeling good, and my heart is heavy too. You know, someone, you know, losing your only son is tragic. Like, my God, such a handsome boy. Rest in peace, my soul. My goodness, the streets is crazy. I just can't even. It's amazing how people resort to violence, people resort to anger before they just say, fuck it, I'll go do something else. You know what I mean? I'll go get some more money somewhere else. I'll go get some more pussy somewhere else. You know, I'll go get some fucking food. Go get some food. Like, do something. Besides, like, just, like, being angry and wanting to be violent, wanting to, you know what I mean? I mean, anger is a natural emotion, but controlling that shit should be taught naturally. You know what I mean? Controlling your anger.
people. That's where we come in on this, and it's honest, because, you know, we talk about mental health on my show, and it's a big situation. Like, people don't know how to cope. They don't have the coping skills.
Shout out to the RPX in the building.
They don't have the coping skills to manage those types of emotions.
Mm.
And so then it becomes dangerous.
Yeah. It is dangerous. It is dangerous, and it's an epidemic. And we definitely need to find more ways to stop the violence. Shout out to Daoud Bey, you know, Jordan Harris, Omar from Philly, so many different people in our area that's really trying to do stuff to give people more options and, you know, try to make a difference in our city when it comes to stopping the violence, you know, because it is a fact to say, are y'all mad about something? But
right.
Let your anger out, you know, help.
Action.
Yeah, you can let it out healthily, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I made that word up. Healthily.
I like it.
Sometimes people like to be ignorant with shit. I do too. Let your anger out healthily.
Right.
It is.
What are some ways that you like to do that?
I vet. You know what I mean? I'll talk about a person behind their back before I punch them in the face. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, man, that bitch wanted me to punch her in the face. This dumbass bitch. I ain't got time to be
right. Punching
people. What am I supposed to do? Get, you know what I mean? My back hurting and get sued or locked up because I'll fuck somebody up. No, I go somewhere, you know what I mean, in where I'm loved, or even by myself while I'm playing solitaire and shit. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? You do get it off your chest somewhere. You
mm-hmm.
have to find something that you like to do to vent, you know what I mean, or whatever. I feel like even for me, a lot of what helps me stay calm is I have too many priorities. I have my children, you know, I have my business, you know, I definitely, you know, I don't want anybody, like even the recent situation where I cursed the bull out, I didn't want anybody else to get mad. That's why I was just like cursing them out in a funny way. Like, you know, you nut ass motherfucker. Like, not I want to beat you the fuck up, you nut ass motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not that I want to hurt you. You know what I mean? But I did call them a nut ass motherfucker. Like, you know, you still tell people how they feel.
Yeah.
But it don't have to be like, oh, I want to fight you because you're a fucking nut.
Yeah.
You know, and it shouldn't be that way. You know what I'm saying? And even if you see stuff escalating, because not everybody likes to be talked to all crazy.
Yeah.
You definitely
walk
away. You know
what
I mean?
That's true. Some people, yeah, they have different ways of dealing with that. Like, some people might become violent, you know, and yeah, you don't want to do all that. That's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show. But we always start the show to talk about things consciously on my mind all the time. Stop the violence, please. Like, we would love for, you know, people to be healthily with their anger.
Healthily
with the anger. T-shirt
time.
We're
gonna find out on Urban Dictionary later.
Yeah, we got
healthily.
I'm gonna put it up there myself. I got one word on Urban Dictionary. This will be my second word. Healthily.
What was your first?
Tinkaboo.
Tinkaboo.
That's the name for my best friend. She's my Tinkaboo.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Real
yep, healthily.
Healthily is going to be my word for Urban Dictionary. Do they still allow you to add words?
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember I was the editor, and I added words. This was like 2003. I don't remember.
Right. I don't know. I mean,
I hope so. You know, things change all the time, but I definitely always go to Urban Dictionary time. Shout out to you guys.
Right.
I mean, you should promote, you should sponsor us. I'm going to talk to y'all about that. But speaking of being healthy, we're going to talk about dating.
Yes.
How much should you pay for a date? As well as I have my homie Talik coming through Leak Films. You know what I mean? He has his motion picture dropping next month, which we're so proud of. You know what I mean? Definitely shout out to everybody in Philly doing a thing. It's not so often that we have people who really take their ideas and bring it to goal. You know what I mean? His movie is Friend or Foe. He's going to be here a little later to talk about that. But I got my girl, the RPX, in the building from the X Show Monday night.
Yeah,
8 p.m. It's official. I love your show.
Thanks, man.
I can't wait to get on your show. You know, that's going to be really special. Getting ready for it.
Whenever you're ready, just let me know.
Yeah, we'll make it now.
Yeah. Take your time.
I'm
Listen, yeah, I want to thank you, first of all, for asking me to sit in on your show. This is, you know, I can kind of let loose a little bit. And,
yeah,
because
you don't have to be all,
yeah.
I mean, this is Philly Shine Radio,
yeah.
Where we do the, you know what I mean?
So, and this is a great topic because, yeah, I've recently been dating, you know, past 9 months or so, and it's like,
let's talk about it.
Yeah, so we're it's weird out here, man. It's weird. Right.
Yeah. I like Toucan.
Yeah.
I like him. Shout That's why the John you. Said the big guys get threesomes. Yeah, not me. Where's the shots fired, Joy? Where's the shots fired, Joy? But, you know, even for me, I was talking Tuesday a little bit about it, but I feel like a lot of people go too much into dating where they are like...
They get stressed out about that.
Not even stressed out, but with crazy intentions, wanting to spend too much money, wanting to impress a person, I feel like you should be able to go with the flow. If you're not going with the flow, if you're doing anything that's like making you feel like, oh, I'm running a hoop for this bitch, I'm lying to this bitch.
Right.
I'm just saying,
first
bitch.
First of all, the lying thing, like, why are you lying?
Why are you lying?
Let somebody make an educated decision. Say whatever it is, make your intentions clear, the answer is yes or no. Don't be such a fucking loser to like have to feel you need to like strategically entice somebody. Like, I don't need a finesse. Like, we could be cool, but don't be a weirdo.
We
like,
can be cool, right? Yeah, please don't be weird.
Just let me make an educated decision how deep I want it to be.
It's a lot. And then even you and I were talking outside about how certain people don't want to make plans.
Right. They'll come fake for life. Yeah, you know, we should. And when we go out and blah, 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 like future talk this stuff, but they don't like make the date. They never like set the date.
I had this dude. We had a moment. We had a moment at Fridays on City Garden. I'm always there. Mm-hmm. And I never connect with niggas there. Like, mm-hmm. It's like rare out of the fucking.
The hood folks, I still haven't been there for years. The hood folks still go up there. Like,
of course.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, got it. Okay.
It's not as great as it used to be back in the day. Because it was greater. You know what I mean? I mean, I have a great time there. I love the staff and stuff like that. But it was greater back in the day. Like, we used to have actual basketball players coming and paying people tabs and fun shit. Like, it was lit. But Fridays is banging. Like, you know, it's a place where you see beautiful people, all different, whatever. So, you know, the one time I have a connection with this boy, like, I even went and sat on the second level with him. We was talking. I sat on his lap.
Did I even
kiss him? I don't know. No, it wasn't. I think we might have kissed when we left or whatever. Because we were chilling for a while watching some type of sports shit or whatever. But it was lit or whatever. And I'm thinking, this is kind of cool. I meet this nigga in the place where I'm always at. You know what I mean? Because like I said, where am I going to find my soulmate? Who knows? Whatever.
Right.
But we in this bitch. And then I never seen him again. Like, but I used to talk to him every fucking day. It was stupid as shit. GM, good morning. How are you? You know what I mean?
He fell off the face of the earth.
Not even that he fell off the face of the earth. He would always say, oh, all right, well, let's. Even one time I even went to meet him somewhere and the place was closed. So he left.
Before you even got there?
He left when I was almost there, right? And went somewhere else. And I'm like, and didn't answer the phone.
Oh, no.
Or whatever. So then I was done. I'm like,
I was going to say, I already know.
I was done. I was like, I didn't even cuss him out. I was just like, that was just disrespectful. Don't ever think I'm coming anywhere again. Like, that's ridiculous. I don't even go. You know what I mean? Normally you want to get picked up, whatever. But a nigga like me is like, I'm going to do 100%. I'm not a 50-50 type person. I do 100. So, all right, that's 100. I'm going to do 100. Here we go. So I'm doing 100. And then he's like, all right, well, give me one more chance, blah, blah, blah. But then even the one more chance is, I'm in your neighborhood. Or wait, you at the radio station.
Like,
I'm around
here. Weirdo shit. Pop up.
I'm busy. What the fuck do you mean? Like, let's make some fucking plans. Like,
right.
I was making plans. I tried. No, you fucking didn't. Yep. That's when I was just like, all right.
Yeah, I've had those
experiences. I gotta feel important, bitch. I'm calling him a bitch now. I didn't call him a bitch. I show restraint.
You healthily took care of
I was healthily. Like, bitch. You know what I mean? I was like, bitch, I'm not your bitch. You know what I mean? Obviously, you're not going to treat me like I'm going to be fucking wet. Like, I'm not getting wet by that treatment at all. Like, that treatment is not getting me excited at all. So, whatever. It is what it is. Oh, there's one. Wait a minute. Where's the mask at? what I mean. So this ain't coronavirus.
That's my welcome today. I get a mask.
I'm not hugging
usually
you.
Usually it's a bottle or something.
I'm not
today,
touching you here, Mr. Sick Nigger. Put your drawing on. I put one on too.
I actually have those for when I travel.
You do?
Yeah, but they're the cloth ones.
Yeah, these like cloth.
No, those are the disposable. I have the washable.
Oh, you got the washable joints?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not getting sick. I'm not getting sick. What should I got to have? But I feel like it when you want to date a person, when you want to deal with a person, don't force yourself. And ladies, watch out for a guy that you told no to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they keep still asking or whatever, that's a no. That's
yeah.
even what brings me to my Instagram page today. We got the bullshit. Like, forever, for years, he like, can I take you out, blah, blah, blah. Hey, beautiful. Hey, how you doing? And then he starts off the DM today. Hey, beautiful. I'm not a troll. I want to go on a date. Because I told him, I'm like, you're a troll. No, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I followed him for a second.
How could he
I looked
prove
at his page.
Not? Could he prove he's not?
No. Because, like, once you look on a person's page, his page didn't have no pictures of himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He follows, like, I think like 500 people followed him. He followed like 6,000 people or something.
Right.
You're a troll. What do I want? No, I'm not going. You know. I need somebody that's more active, not no troll.
There's this young girl, right? And he's one of my cousin's friends. And he respectfully is a very nice gentleman, but it's like, young sir, I'm a grown woman. You know what I mean? And it's just like, you get those situations too, where it's like, well, you know, nothing against you. I like you as a person, but on the same note, there's nothing. I can't do that.
I can't say no. You know what I mean? Like I said earlier, like, why can't you just say, I'm not into that?
Yeah.
Why can't that be respected? It's like
some folks really have a hard time with rejection. They really do have a hard time with rejection.
Who don't like rejection? Do we love rejection?
No, nobody does.
No.
Nobody does.
I like it when people, I'm the only person, I don't like it, but I like it when you tell me no.
Because
mm-hmm. that means I can stop wasting my time.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? You might get through,
know.
You might go through 25 no's to get to that yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That yes that you want. So I'll wait for my yes. Give me a no. Tell me fucking no, so I can stop wasting my time. All
right.
So it's a no over here.
Right.
Over there. You're
going
oh, it's
the
no
bucket,
over there.
Bucket.
I'm going over there. Oh, that's no. I'm going over there. That's maybe. Oh, all right. And it's like.
I'm going to fill you out for a couple of weeks.
Fill you out for a couple of weeks. But if it's a no, like, that's a good thing. You know what I mean? Do you have, all right, since you've been dating 9 months. 9 months is a long time. Do we have any bright dates?
No.
Do we have any good? No,
no
bright dates.
Like, for 7 months, like, only one person asked me out.
Whoa.
And I think some of it was, first of all, I was in a long-term relationship, so folks probably didn't realize that I was available because it wasn't
right.
like I was broadcasting. But on the same note, like, you know, because you get to that point where people just stop asking because the word is,
yeah,
oh, she got
it. She got it, yeah. She got it, dude.
So it had got to that point. But, yeah, I think that was part of it. Part of it also is, you know, I got these boundaries. Like, you got to act right. You got to act right.
Basically, well,
just act right. You feel like, oh man,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
because
so.
you'll have so many nights where you're like, what the fuck am I doing here? If
yeah,
you don't
no.
have boundaries,
mm-hmm.
you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Because the lead up is I think a date is more important than sex. Because I feel like once you're ready to have sex with a person, you already trust them, you already want them.
You
like that's a different.
Someone.
Yeah, that's a different thing. Like you're here for sex, you
right.
want to have sex with the person. But a date is like more, you know, you gotta be real, like, you know what I mean? Real careful with it because it's like, I don't even know this motherfucker. And it has to be an attraction. Like, come on. If a bitch tell you no, go find a bitch that like you. It's somebody
right.
for everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? My soulmate might be ugly.
I said that recently.
I put that post up.
I said that recently. I said, you know, I might end up a little troll. Like, at the end of the day.
A troll looking person, not
right.
a troll acting person.
Exactly.
I would take a troll looking nigga.
You know what? Listen, you're going to treat me right. I'm not, like, we're going to connect.
Care what,
I'm going to think you're beautiful and once we connect.
Yeah,
so,
I don't have a type. I've been with light skin niggas. I've been with real dark skin niggas. I've been with guys that are, you know, 1 inch taller than me, 1 inch shorter than me, you know what I mean? And I loved all of them, but it didn't work out. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then at the end of the day, it's like, once you get to a point where you say, oh, no, this is who I want to be with forever, you still are still filling things out. You know what I mean?
You know what? And it's a weird concept, and it's a hard one to kind of swallow because we want to think we know somebody, but the reality of it is they had a life before you, and you had a life before them, and you'll never know everything that they did.
So do you want to know everything a person did?
Some people are weird like that. Some people, to me, yeah, there's things I need to know. I need to know your character more than anything.
Yeah. I feel like it's, all right, yeah, yeah. Please do. Find out how a person was raised. A nigga has to be one to work and, you know, provide for himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You have to be adulting properly. Okay.
Yeah, or adult in whatever.
You have to be able to support yourself.
Yeah.
Yourself,
I feel like, that's
and
not
if you
even.
You have children.
Yeah, you support being a parent and being an adult. I feel like it's two different things. I'm a great parent, but I'm not an adult. I'm very immature. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But I think because I'm a parent, I am going to have food in the house, bills paid and rent paid and stuff like that, whatever. But I feel like those are fundamentals for living. You know what I mean? Like, you can't even say that that's being an adult because those are fundamentals.
Yo, there are people
to,
out there that don't have those.
If you don't have those fundamentals, they don't deserve no pussy. No.
All that shit. There's people out there that do this.
Yo,
adult.
Going to my post earlier, it was saying, bro, it's a text message. Bro, I'm at Oak Court Mall with my baby mom. She just got her taxes with the speaking emoji. Come rob us now. Hit me, but don't hit me hard. What the fuck is you talking about? So you're like, wrong number. And boy, like, this is the right number. What kind of clothes you wear? Because I'm going to come rob y'all dumbasses. The fuck you? That is, like, crazy. Like, even if I pray that that's a joke, you know what I mean? But even if that's real, you got to think, like, because a lot, it is tech season, ladies. Do not come and just try to be a nigga's fucking way out. Like, he's supposed to have support for himself. You're supposed to have a way for yourself. Like, don't even go there. So, you know, we gave out some good advice. And I feel like, those fundamentals, you have to have them. What have you ever had a guy say, oh, I don't work. I live off my mother. Okay. That's fine. That's the hardest pill to swallow. I'd be like,
no.
Because I'm the type of person, I know where you can get a job at. I'm going to tell you, like, in a minute, like, no, do you want to work? Like, well,
right.
You,
like,
what kind of work do you do? Send me a resume. I'll spruce that joint up for you. You know what I mean? Like, what do we need to do? Oh, you got a new situation you're doing? How can I help you promote that shit? Like, I'm not the type of sit on my ass type of person, so I'm not going to encourage a person to stay sitting on their ass.
What if you like dude, but that was the situation?
No,
would you help him? Like, would
I
you
have,
manicure him, and then if he was still, you know, decent, you found out he was decent, you'd date?
Yeah, no, I've had a long relationship like that,
mm-hmm.
And then I feel like the only reason why, even though, you know, he would fuck shit up, but when I said, like, let's get something else started, he still got it started.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it was like a kind of a blinders in a sense, but after a while you're like, all right, how many motherfucking times I gotta help you restart? Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
But you know, that motivation, it's a two-way street. You gotta make sure that the two-way street is going both ways, not it's like a one way and the other one is just a dessert. You know what I mean? You can't keep giving. But no, I don't have a problem with that, but you know, after a while you have to say, oh, well, this nigga don't really want to do shit for himself, or you know what I mean, make it
doing the bare minimum, bro.
Yeah,
like,
you know.
What are you doing with yourself?
You're
goals.
Yeah, no, you gotta figure that out. But then, you know, sometimes it takes time. And then I feel like the main thing, ladies, because I'm a real big supporter of, you know, domestic violence, and that can go both ways. You know, women putting their hands on men putting their hands on women.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a situation where you don't really understand what's going to happen next, or you feel like you're in danger, you have to get away from that situation. You know what I mean? You have to get away from somebody who's over, who doesn't want to take no for an answer.
But these,
who
a lot
wants
of these
to keep,
people have trauma bonded, and that's why they stay with these situations. They know it's toxic, but they can't, they feel stuck.
they're afraid to make a step out the door.
You have to.
Either financially or emotionally, or they don't have support. Like, I understand. I'm with you. Like, yo, just get out, go to a shelter, find a friend, like, sleep on the couch. Like,
I went to this woman's event who, this was her fifth year having Women Against Domestic Violence event, because 6 years ago, she decided to leave a domestic situation and go in a shelter with her children and say that she wanted more for herself than the situation that she was in. Because those situations end real bad. You know what I mean? They can end bad. You know what I mean? Or you can be living bad. So, you know, if you have a person who you think is like a little extra violent or a little extra overprotective, like, you have to get out of, I love you, Sissy. Like, no, I'm killing myself.
That's not healthy. That's not healthy.
That's not loving healthily either. We touched a lot of things today. I want to pick this up on your show one day. Just
sure.
As a topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Healthily with Honest Fire on the extra radio. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
What do you have coming up? Are we doing a go-karts and shit?
We are March 21st. Give me your money.
Give me money off the internet.
honestly, though, PayPal, Cash App, DM me. The flyers posted on Blockware, posted on all our situations. So we are going go-karting. We're taking the party bus up to Horsham. Then we're coming back and we're having an after party at the shop. So,
March 21st.
Be there, be square. And on my show on Monday, tune in to the X Radio, Monday, 8 p.m. here on Blockware and on YouTube. We will have Poet Fest.
That sounds lit.
Yeah,
I love you. You have so many creative people on your show. I'd be like, just watching, like, wow, this person is so interesting. Like, I love how you pick your guests and everything that you do, and even your personality. Be more like Rose, y'all. Be more like Rose. Don't be like me.
She's fun. She's a fun one.
Come have fun with me. Don't be like
I'm
me.
Fun when I, you know, when it's time.
I'm always fun.
I'm
always funny when I shoot. I says Kelly's journey is over, but we'll talk about that later in the show.
Right.
It's my pet.
It's like Wilson. You're Wilson.
This is my little Wilson ski man, Scully.
Scully.
We'll talk about that later. Dig me, Philly Shine Radio. You be making a leak film. What's good? Huh? He's in traffic. 10 minutes?
That's the first time I've been sick in 10 years.
Yo, I ain't been sick since 2003. I'm 17 years clean. Yeah, matter of fact, it was All-Star Weekend. When All-Star Weekend was here in 2003, I was sick.
Wow.
Bad. Also, we can ain't been back either. Dig me.
Thanks, honey.
I have fun with you. You're amazing.
Yeah, I just got time. I think the second week of March, but I'll double check.
Okay, that's what I like it. Come on. Dig me. You hated this man, and I love him. Dig me. Yeah, give me a chance to come over there. Why is everybody claiming that they the ones on the fucking DM? I'm over it. Huh? Everybody keep claiming that they're the one from the DM. It's not letting you? It's not letting them subscribe. Oh,
Turn it up.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know the movie. Let's go. Whoa. That was some heavy music. Shout out to the barber. You know what I'm saying? AKA the bars. You know what I mean? Cocaine, Oakland. My boy Bar Breeze with that. Like, suck your mother. Where your mother? Where your fucking mother? Suck your mother. Singer. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. We actually have some of the cast of Friend or Foe in the building live. y'all can put the headphones on, pull the mics up, you know what I mean? Put your phones in this little drawing like this, you know what I mean? If you want to go on Instagram and live, whatever. It's like real cool. Real cool. I just found out that I got I paid $4 for these drawings and a dollar somewhere. But, that's cool. That's commerce. It's a capitalist country. All right, so somebody will give you some more money for some shit. Get your fucking money for your shit. You know what I mean? But introduce yourselves to everybody. Start with you.
Yeah, what's
these
up?
Beautiful dreads.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Y'all
or locks. You call them locks of dreads.
My nigga in the warm blood.
They
locks.
Locks.
Yeah,
yeah.
Locks.
I know. I got to be. Right.
Yeah, y'all keep my nigga in the movie. Leak Films. Khalid Burton, the director, the editor of the movie.
I'm saying, since we giving out governments, I'm Alexandro Carrillo. Y'all could call me AJ, though.
Listen, you got to get your credit now. Don't forget to get your credit.
Yeah, but I'm playing a character, Stu, in the movie.
That's what's up. Now, welcome, guys. You know what I mean? Leak, you fresh off a plane. Like, where were you at? What was going on?
I was in New Orleans for Mardi Gras to shoot a couple videos.
That's what's up. I had Mardi Gras over here.
Yeah. That's what you was doing.
Just drinking margaritas. What are you supposed to do? Like, you know what I mean? I'm Philadelphia. I'm Mardi Gras with margaritas. You know what I mean? Shout out to you guys. Now, what character do you play? Like, well, what type of character?
I play my nigga.
What can you say about your character, I should say?
I'm a laid back, conscious type of guy. Think about everything before that. Try to pull everything down.
That's dope. We always need those niggas. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's important.
Every squad need one.
Yeah, please, because
sometimes you can't calm down, nigga. Like, man, I'm like, I look to the Lord, like, help me.
Yeah, I calm the situation down.
Let me help you. Pass your phone.
I got the keys, dog.
Yeah, you just gotta just leave it in there, John. Oh. Your case is...
Yeah, it's one of them charging cases.
Damn. This is crazy. Oh, well. Maybe you got to do your drawing the old-fashioned way, lean it up against something. Here. Here's something to lean it up against. Leap.
Oh, wow.
Here you go. Yeah. That's a strong enough draw. Here you go. Here you go. But, that's dope. That's dope. Now, where did Friend of Hope start, Leap? Like,
Friend of Foe actually started as a whole different movie.
Okay.
And, a lot of people, a couple actors who was bullshitting and all of that, so we ended up changing the movie around midway through it, and it became Friend of Foe. It was actually called B&E at first.
What did B&E stand for?
B&E stood for Bringing and Entering.
I like that. Why can't we still call it Breaking and Entering? It's like, no, I'm joking.
maybe in another
movie. Maybe another movie.
Yeah,
you'll still, I mean, if you still have that idea. You got to talk into the microphone so we can hear you. Oh, yeah, I see your, your flyers. Your promotion is lit. Like, I seen a joint on South Street. I think I seen one on Market Street somewhere. So, you know what I mean? Y'all definitely letting everybody know that y'all working. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, it's a pleasure to get to meet you guys. And
you too.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah, my phone, a little late millionaire, a.k.a. Amir Wallace on the flyer, by the way.
Yes, what's up? Shout out to the locks in the building, not the group. That's dope. So Friend of Foe, now, at the end of the day, is this finished?
Yeah, we finished. Yeah.
So when's the premiere? Like, where are we going to see it?
We're going to do it March 27th on 69th Street.
Okay.
Studio Movie Group.
Yeah, that's what. How can we get the whole red carpet treatment? You know what I mean? I know I'm going to be there, but I'm talking about everybody that's checking us out right now.
Well, we're going to do tickets. We're going to have a link, and we're going to do hand-in-hand.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do a lot of hand-in-hand.
You can talk.
Yeah, we wanted to switch the promotion up instead of... settling with just the internet. We wanted to hit the streets like back in the
As
day.
You should. No, like, I feel like utilize all that shit. You know what I mean? Every single thing, because when it comes to marketing, you know, it's everything that you have. Like, you guys have the QR code. You know what I mean? What does this go to? With the trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what. Yeah, because that's what I did. I had made a post. I had went to the trailer. Because John was right there on South Street or whatever. Support. I knew a little bit, but I was still asking the question. Yeah, so now Lee, like, you've been shooting videos for so long. Like, is this your first movie, or what's going on with this?
I shot a movie with Tiz a long time ago, a few of them. We shot like 3 movies, but they wasn't enough serious. This one a lot more serious. I mean, it only took us about 30 days to shoot it initially, but we put more work into this one than I did back in the day.
That sound real efficient and organized.
Yeah.
Or who wrote the script?
I wrote the script, but then when we had to switch it around, we just started freestyling, and it came together.
Oh, okay.
I heard they shot The Wash like that, too.
Okay. So y'all niggas is actors and shit. Y'all know how to act.
Something like
that. I'm ready to act. Tell me about your background. Have you always been an actor? Like, what do you do?
No. I'm a regular boy. This is my man. We from the same block.
You got to talk to the mic. Yeah, talking to Mike.
He always shot vids, this thing with the camera.
Okay.
He's like, yo, I'm about to do a movie. You want to be in it? Why not?
Oh, that's what. Oh, so you were cast in the set, homie.
Yeah, basically.
That's what. I like that. But what about you?
Yeah, so, I mean.
What do you do? Like, who are you? How can I check you out?
Yeah, I'm not necessarily an actor either. I was cast as well. But I do a lot of everything. I'm basically an entrepreneur.
Shout that out. That's not a sentence ending. You gotta say No. You know, go ahead. How are you, entrepreneur? What do you do? Like, this is us getting to know who you are.
Yeah, so I produce and I write. I songwrite a little bit, but I kind of fell back from that. Right now, I got an online store going on Instagram. That's Standout Essentials. So I got like skincare products and things of that nature. But I do a bunch of everything. You know, I try different things, keep my hand in everything.
Shout out to Instagram.
Yeah, my main page is BTLAST, and then my my online store page is Standout Essential.
I was laughing. I asked that you swap with Amir so he could do some stuff too. Thank you. Hey, you know, we gotta show love to everybody. We get the cast as well as the director in the building. You know what I mean? So let everybody know who you are. Are you an actor as well?
Honestly, I'm an entertainer.
Okay.
I'm an artist. I got music out. My name is Millionaire Mayor.
Okay.
On Instagram. I've been doing music for about 10 years. I try to take it seriously.
I know who you are.
But as far as my part in the movie, as far as being casted, that's my homie. I've known him since for like years. He was doing like little, like small videos back in the day, like in the hood when he was doing like little headshot DVDs. He was making his videos back then. So I actually come up on him from that.
Mm-hmm.
And like time passed on and he been doing like, I reached out to him through videos, like, and then we start linking back up again. He started shooting my videos. We just basically got close again. And then I just been watching him grow from the time, from about, it's been what, 7 years lately? For the past 7 years now? Yeah, like 8 years since he been jumping back on the drone, just on the tower. So, like, and I'm sticking with him. I respect it. I see the future. I see the picture. And as far as this movie, man, it's really a big thing.
I see the quality, and then even Leek, I know your work already, you know what I'm saying? So I already know what you put into certain things, so I'm excited to see it, you know what I mean? And you know I'm all about the music. Like, what's the soundtrack like?
Oh, so
he
I was about to say,
okay.
I have a single on the soundtrack that I actually performed it one time. The people loved it, but it's going to be... it's going to be featured on the soundtrack. It's going to be in the film. It's dope. I don't know, man. Like, I'm pretty pushed the soundtrack. I'm ready to perform it.
I
got to
hear it. But, of course, we have to play it today. You know, make sure I get it. Hey, Polly. Yeah, we got to say we in all black for a Bruno Brown video tonight. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you cool, neck up status. But we're here talking to Leek Films, you know what I mean? Friend or Foe coming out. March 27th, we're going to be down at Studio Movie Grill, you know what I'm saying? We got Millionaire Mirror in the building. You're going to give us some bars and shit. What's the name of the song?
The song is called, we got two songs in the track. We got one of them,
the one.
I Want It All, or You Want the Joint.
What about right now? Can I get some bars right now? Like, can I just get like 8, 16?
Oh yeah, I give you some. That's it.
Just give me first meal.
That's it.
I know Mirror.
Yeah, I got so much stuff. Like,
give me 16 of them. Let's roll it though. I said,
tell me what your life like. I tell you what mine about. I'm talking about arms through the iron at the roundhouse. P-I-Z-E and cheese. Ayo, the hell dogs. One time I flushed the ounce of weed in the brown ball. One time, get your head stumped on the ground, yard. Feel all of my hitters up top, I hold it down for us. Getting busy on the street, just put the pound for. If I feel a bad vibe, I'm letting rounds off. And they all got whistles, I took the sound off. Don't let it bitch get too close, get to the tail for.
Yikes. Yeah, don't. Please don't. my email, honestfire@gmail.com. So we'll get the music together. You know what I mean? We'll finish up the interview. We want to take a little music break. Show love to my boy. Velcro, Real Squad 215, to that joint go. Get into that go challenge. You know what I mean? I think they're giving out $300 for that joint. We'll be right back. You got the cast of Friend of Foe in the building. Live on Philly Shine Radio. Real lit. I just love your voice, Mir. I'm like, wait a minute. You look familiar. But you done got older now.
That's all right. got the corona.
Now he got Budweiser. Why y'all have a real shoes? That's why your motherfucking ass is sick. That's not how you dress in the wintertime. Don't get the baby sick.
I'm trying to. Come
on. No, she can't. Sometimes you let the kids cry. On fire Gmail. P-H-I-R-E for fire. G-Man's time. Nobody ever likes me in a ski mask. It's not so. I'm not gonna do them all. Can I even get this? Here we go. That's way better.
It's still on.
Ski mask. Yeah. This nigga be thinking I'm nice and shit. Like, I'm a fair person. That's a whole different thing. Check my email. Is there something else you want to talk about with the, if there's anything you want to say about the movie, make sure you let me get off the chest, too. What is wrong with my Gmail?
They talk about shooting it in Kensington. That was a whole experience.
Oh, my goodness. What?
That was
a
hard move.
Man. Yo, oh my goodness. And y'all still got it done. You sent it. I don't have it. I'll send it.
Let me see it again.
I'm going to get laid. I'm going to get laid. I'm going to get paid. I'm going to get paid. This is better get a checkup. I'm going to do the shit my way.
My name, Amir. I'm under Amir. Why under my name, sis? I don't know.
Let me see your phone.
Yeah.
What are your messages? I see it.
Yeah.
It's still in your outbox.
I'm going to go to the phone and send it again from my
Michigan. I'm just going to add you to our Wi-Fi. Let's go back. Hey, when it's on, I'm outside. Fire in the booth. All right. So, ski mask journey is not over. I like a ski mask. Because, man, I got to let people know I ain't fucking nice and shit. You know what I mean? Because I feel like a lot of people be like, oh, she's such a nice person. No, I'm a fair person. I treat people with respect. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I treat people with respect. I treat people like they're a person. I treat people, you know what I mean, like they have value. I'm getting fucked up. Whole show up on the ski mask. Fuck shit up. You don't even know it's me. But you know it's me because these lashes and shit. Who knows? But we back here with the cast of Friend or Foe, the director, the writer, the producer, Lee Films in the building. Yeah. We're about to get into the music part of it. You know what I'm saying? And then I just found out you guys, I think it's appropriate to talk about it, this part of the movie with my female. So, like, y'all were filming in Kensington? I heard it's crazy. I ain't even been to Kensington since it's changed. Last time I was in Kensington was New Year's 2005 and shit. Like, it was a way different. It was only Puerto Rican land. It was all beautiful. I even think people had chickens in their fucking backyards and shit in Kensington. Like, I don't even, is chickens still up there? Kensington, Port Richmond, do we still got chickens?
More than Puerto Rico. Chinese smokers up there.
It's Chinese smokers? No. I will know. No. No. What? How? Sway? Oh, shit.
It was her shooting it up there, trying to, it was her.
Leak was inspiring. He was inspiring a lot of people to become film directors and all that.
What do you mean? So, like, y'all was, you was, tell us a story. What does this even mean? Like, you were teaching people?
We were shooting a movie, and we came back a couple of days later to finish the scene. One of the smokers was out there shooting the movie.
Yo!
He was watching us.
Where the fuck is them smokers at? Because I need my basement cleaned out. Like, where the fuck is the old smokers that used to do housework and fix cars and shit?
No, you don't want them to do that.
I'm not going.
They're going to take the pipes out the crib.
They're going to fall asleep while they're going to
sleep. That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying. How can you even trust people? Back in the day, you used to get this crackhead to help you move your stuff in, you know what I mean? Clean your lawn, your basement.
We was paying them to do what we needed them to do. Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys weren't at your house. Like, you guys were outside. You were in their neighborhood. You know what I mean? I don't need nothing done over there but them to get their shit together. You know
true,
what I mean?
But because of them, it took us a lot of takes to get this movie. Like, we got over 1,000 takes.
So, wait a minute. With that being said, could we have, like, at the end of the movie, some outtakes moments and shit like that? That'd be lit.
Our outtakes.
Mirror, like, I can't even control it. Like, it's lit.
We definitely don't put an outtakes on.
That's good. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you want to show that dynamic. Because, like I said, I have been to Kensington Beach. Like, I haven't seen any of that. So, isn't that what they call it?
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about it. I know the niggas. All I know is Instagram. That's what they call it. That's all I know is Instagram. I know it's due to K and
they
A.
Really be out there
that's all I know. I don't know nothing about it. I ain't been up there since New Year's 2000, whatever it was, 2005.
Just ride through there one day.
No.
You don't even got to stop. Just riding through. That's enough.
No, thank you. Because, like, even for me, I'm so sensitive. Like, I know it'll break my heart. Because even as I've talked about it, I know it'll break my heart. Like, good. That's enough of that. But I know it'll break my heart because I don't like to see people suffering. And I feel like drugs is another hindrance for a lot of people who want to do better. You know what I mean? Like you said, like, the bull is a crackhead, but anyone to shoot a fucking movie. Like, fuck you mean? Like, you know what I mean? Not even a crackhead. Whoever knows. What a bull does he want? I don't know.
It ain't crackhead. The first day we went out there to shoot a scene, we see somebody get knocked out.
Oh, yeah.
We see at least 20 pounds of shit in the street. Like,
that
was the first hour. We shot a scene out there. Like,
but the thing about it is, a lot of people think of Philly and they see them buildings downtown and the Rockies stuff. And they don't really know about
No, listen, listen.
There's people
no.
in Philly who don't know about Kensington.
No, I was inside a store down the bottom and shit, and I'm ordering food. And all of a sudden, I'm smelling some shit I never smelled before. And I'm like, yo, I heard niggas is getting high on some bullshit and shit. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck it was. And I'm just like, what the fuck is that? You know what I mean? It's real bad where it's like, you know, in a lot of areas, even in Buffalo, New York. You know what I'm saying? That city went down. Like, we used to take road trips up to Buffalo and Watertown and Syracuse and have fun and shit. And then I hear that every corner is somebody motherfucking high as shit and strung the fuck out. Like, it breaks my heart. But I feel like whatever fucking politician is in charge of that area, you need to ask what. You know what I mean? I don't mean like fucked up, but you need your ass whooped in an election. Like, if somebody needs to be take over and really make a change, because that makes no sense to me. Like, even in South Philly, they just said a safe injection area.
Border McKean. Yeah, I heard about
Border
it.
Border McKean is where it is?
Yeah, I heard about it.
We used to hooky school in Border McKean. That's my area. Oh, my goodness.
Southern from the beach?
No, my best friend went to Finesse.
Finesse.
I don't finesse nobody. I can't lie. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't know. Even earlier, our topic for today is dating. Like, how much should you spend on a date? How much should you put into a date? Like, we were talking about that earlier because I feel like certain people, they just like, have too many crazy expectations for something that should go with the flow. And at the end of the day, like, if you lying to get a person, like, you also playing yourself, you know what I mean? Because I had a situation, and I think today's situation was because of my topic, because boy is a fan. But for like the past couple years, this nigga stay in my DM, and I keep telling this motherfucker no. So then today, when I told him no, I screenshotted. I didn't put his name up, but then I posted it on my page, and I'm like, I might at you next time, and so you get your baby mom mad and shit. Then he commented on the page, I don't even have a baby mom, and I'm like, well, you're a troll. It don't even matter. Like, yeah, he's mad as shit. Like, obviously, you would never have gotten my pussy anyway, let alone take me on a damn date, you mad troll. But I feel like it's too many people who don't accept no. You know what I mean? Who do things beyond their means. Like, I feel like when it comes to, you know, one, enjoy the opposite sex or whatever sex you're into, you know, it shouldn't be a hard thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you said, it should just be
going with the flow. Don't go with the awkward, because you ain't going to feel good about yourself. So you want your dick hard, you want your pussy wet. Like, rock hard, make your pussy real wet.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, like, I heard niggas be spitting on pussy. Is that a myth?
I mean, it's probably not a myth.
Yeah, I was about to say, I heard niggas be spitting on pussy. Like, that shit dry. No, she don't like you.
I be spitting. I should cut it now.
That's the best response to that in the world. Like, nothing else could have been better than that. What's up, Bleak? I need the music. I mean, Mir, yeah. You sent it? We're going to figure
it out.
I ain't no junk mail. You know what I mean? This motherfucking mail been going on since before the time. You know what I mean? Philly Shine Radio, 11 years later. We're going to take it to a music break. We'll be right back. I'm going to get. Shit, you already know.
Email it to me.
Let me see your phone. Is it still in your outbox? Go to your mail.
That's how Mary Dog was when he bit him. He's like, I'm a dog.
So is it some comedy in a movie?
A little bit.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
Realistic. It's more realistic.
Realistic. Okay. What's your Instagram?
Millionaire MILLRE. _
Wait a minute. MILLI. Huh?
MILLIONARE. _
Million ARE.
Millionaire mirror like that. Away from, because a lot of music from our hood is talking about what we see, you know what I mean, and what we go through, you know, and even as Philly Shine Radio is about stopping the violence and nonviolence, I do listen to violent music. Like, put that shit in a fucking song. Like, make some money off of it. Get some people to, you know what I mean, all right, instead of fucking somebody up, like, I feel like that's, like, the best way to vent. Like, I'm gonna make a fucking song and keep getting money somewhere else, or fuck with some new people. Like, that shit was lit. Like, that's some gangster shit. That shit in rotation, Mira. Like, that shit lit.
Appreciate that.
I like that. So I'm looking forward to the scene that pull the mic over to you, Mira. I'm looking forward to the scene that connects to that song. Like, is that song connected to a scene?
Yeah.
I'm looking, run it up. Like, what are y'all running to? Like, what exclusive shit can you tell me, Leek? Like, what can we know? Like, right here at Philly Shine Radio, exclusively, like. Nowhere else. I don't care who else you go to, whatever, but for us here.
Nobody was harmed.
Oh, you want the exclusive?
No one was harmed during the making of this film. Liability. I don't care about all that.
What's a good one? I can't think of nothing exclusive. That ain't gonna, cause the movie's so crazy. There's so many twists and turns. It's like every time.
So wait a minute. So what you
like
mean?
I'm gonna give some away.
So what you M Night Shyamalan the movie? Like, it's like, oh my god, I didn't know that a ghost was gonna show up. Or it's like,
yeah,
oh,
it's no
some
ghost,
oh, this nigga.
It's definitely.
I know it
of,
was
like,
him.
You
know what I mean? You ain't expect
it. That's how I aim for it to be. Like, it's not expected.
You won't be on your feet. You won't be.
So it's like a thriller. So like, what?
No, it reminds you of Juice. Something like that.
Okay. So it's like. like a kind of day in the life situation? You can pull the mic over to you if you want to speak. Like, so is it like more of a day in the life type of situation, or are we telling the story over some
no,
time?
No, it's like I'm going to say like a month of time go past in the movie, something
okay.
like that. It's
okay.
not like a day,
though. Okay.
But it's more like, it's like he said, it's going to keep you, like, you're going to think something about to happen, then,
you gonna think you know it's about to happen, and then something else might happen.
Yeah,
right.
Oh,
that reminds me of Game of Thrones before the end.
Yeah, I never get in the game.
Good, you lucky, because then they just let us down in like
awesome.
A fucking bed. Like some bullshit. Fuck Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Like, first
table.
Of all, they had iPhones on the table. They had Starbucks. They didn't give a
Starbucks.
Fuck about the last season. They were just like, fuck it, we already rich. They already know who the fuck we is. Suck your mother. Suck your mother. I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah,
you're laying out right. Go fix that.
Oh.
It'd be something smaller than this. The juice move or the
water
move.
That wasn't there.
Gotta put that
yeah,
back.
You're like, hold on, wait a minute. This is an empty bottle. Like, let's get rid of that. Like, you know what I mean? I like that. But at the end of the day, I feel like that even shows your passion. So even with this being your step into quality, your step into, you know, we got to shout out my brother, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't do anything but try to propel people to greatness.
Right.
And I feel like I got to shout out my boy Status. You
shout
know what I mean?
Shout out to
Stat. You call him Stat? I say the whole word.
Status. Stat.
The whole word.
Stat.
My Libra brother, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like one thing about a Libra person, like, you get so much, the expectations is all the way up there. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, no, like, we're going up there. Like, we're going to climb a mountain. You know what I mean? Or we're going to learn how to climb a mountain so we can get there. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you need those type of people in your corner to say, oh, you don't know how to climb a mountain. We're going to learn how to climb this fucking mountain, and we're going to get to the top. Period.
You'll
be
Brazil?
No, I'm a Leo.
You said no to
I'm a different type of nigga.
Like, no, I ain't that.
No. I have a different set of skills. Like, I come in like Liam Neeson and shit. I have a set of skills. Get shit done type nigga. No, I'm a different type of nigga. Like, love a Leo, you know what I mean? I hope you guys love me because I love you guys. And I love motivated people. I love productive people, especially when they come from my area. You know what I mean? I can't do nothing but shine a light on you guys. That's what Philly Shine Radio is all about. You know what I mean?
We definitely appreciate it.
Like, why not show off people that are busy doing their thing and then trying to show people that there is a mountaintop, because a lot of people don't see those options. You know what I mean? They just look at their environment like, that's it. No, you was just in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? You're doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's plenty of things. Like I said the other day, I ain't been to China, even though I don't want to go there because niggas is sick. But maybe I'll go since I got a mask.
That
shit. Who's gonna go to China?
That shit gonna fit in your ears.
I'm gonna go to get in my ears. Never mind. Fuck this mask. Get rid of that too. Like, get rid of the mask. I mean, no. I'll stay in Philly and get Budweiser maybe. I don't want Corona.
What is Budweiser?
It's not Corona.
I'm
not that good at jokes, but that was my joke.
That was a good one.
Now, even with to talk about that, like, do we have some comedy? Did you bring out a Philly comic? Like, you know, Tiz, like, do we have any cameos?
This one was more of a movie. I had to get out of my system.
Wait.
Nobody in there, but
no cameos.
No.
Come on, we ain't Philly. This going up.
I said no, not this one. This is Philly right here.
I think a cameo like that would have took away.
From it would have changed the dynamic of the movie. This is so natural and good the way it was being.
All right.
I even asked them. I was like, y'all think I should bring somebody in on this? They're like, no, we killing it how it is, and we put the preview out. The preview went crazy, so it wasn't no need.
I love the trailer. I feel like it's even what was crazy is I like when things happen, like Status hit me up, then I'm on South Street going to get some fucking, I forgot what I'm getting, peanut butter custard, something. South Street lit now with the shit they sell. But then I saw the flyer, and then I went to check out the trailer, and I'm like, wow, this is really good work. You know
what
I mean?
Thanks.
But no,
that's all from the muscle.
So, mm-hmm. Since you said no one was hurt in the movie, so do we have a friend or foe too come in? Nobody was hurt in real life?
Oh, yeah, nobody was hurt in real life.
But
friend or foe too, we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah.
Because it is, like, the foe is red. So, red means blood. So, I'm a Samoan. Yeah,
there's definitely some bloodshed, though. We could definitely say that. Yeah.
Okay, so, that's good. That sounds good. I like it. I can't wait to check out the twists and turns of what's going on with it. And Mira, like, what are you doing? Like, do we have any music coming out? Because I feel like when it comes to artists, like, we don't always have, like, that deep voice, that raspiness, you know what I mean? Like, your voice is even original. And I feel like even now where people are liking artists like DaBaby, I like DaBaby a lot, you know what I mean? But I feel like he's really mediocre with his lyrics that he used, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like a voice like yours could really go somewhere. Like, what do we have coming up from you on the music?
Honestly, for me, I have that single that I'm actually going to push for a while. I'm going to stay focused on pushing the single, but I'm always dropping freestyles constantly, like little things, because this is my passion. I like to do music, so I'll always give people freestyles, mm-hmm. always hear me. But in the background, I am putting together a project more strategic, because I got 1,000 songs I could give you.
A thousand?
Man, at least 300.
Oh, shit. 300,
like, you know what I mean?
So, I say drop that shit on the website.
That's what I'm saying. As far as I'm strategic, how I'm going to do it, how I'm going to put it on the platform.
I've been putting this challenge out for like a year and a half. Like, you got so much music, that means you can make more. Like, why not just, like, make a website and just say, get that shit, I got other shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because, like, I feel like that, a move like that has not been done in years. You know what I mean? I think Wiz Khalifa put out, like, 50 records on a website. That was that summer everybody had a Wiz Khalifa mixtape and shit. You know what I mean? He just put, like, all his music, DJs, come download it.
I want to say, for me, I tried to do that. I tried to put out, like, a bunch of music. It's just, like, the way things and things is totally different nowadays. So it's, like, what we doing, this is very original. Again, it's almost original today, going around and passing out flyers. It's almost, like, original to the people because they're not used to this. They're used to being on Instagram and, you know what I mean? If you know the person, you know them. If you don't, you don't.
I want to read this so bad. You know what I mean? The font is a little, but I do want to read this shit because I started it. And I'm like, yo, man, this shit is lit. Y'all got to hear this shit. I'm going to use my motherfucking commercial voice and shit for a movie set in a rundown, drug-infested neighborhood called Kensington, Philadelphia. Three friends going through hard times and financial problems try and take matters into their own hands and hit the pretty streets of Philadelphia for answers. Ooh, wait a minute. That's enough, y'all. I feel like that's enough. Make sure y'all in this joint, friend or foe, March 27th. You know what I mean? This shit speaks for itself. Like, I feel like, check out the trailer. You know what I mean? That goes boom and shit. But y'all like me, don't y'all? I've done some mom narrating. Hire me. Philistron Radio. Clock aware, I'm on. World Live tonight. Motherfucking Bruno Brown video shoot, motherfucking Black Award Radio Show 8 to 10. Y'all got any shout outs before I let y'all go?
Friend of For the Movie on Instagram. It'll be out premiere 27th of March and it'll be out for streaming probably a week after that.
I think I'm gonna make a whole little video for
shout
that.
Out to everybody who, like, just really be rocking. Like,
yeah, all the supporters.
Everybody. Just shout out to everybody.
We love y'all. We definitely appreciate it. For sure.
Appreciate all the support.
Yeah, and shout out business me, entrepreneur, worker, you know what I mean, writer. I like it.
Man, I could be here all day giving shout outs. So yeah, definitely want to give a shout out to the supporters, you know what I'm saying, everybody that just been here through the ground with us, you know what I'm saying. I also want to give a shout out to my fellow cast members, the director, give a shout out to Stat, anybody else that been here through the process. Like,
so
I want to give a shout out to you too, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, thank you. This is us. When you talk to me, you're talking to us. So we appreciate that. You know,
we appreciate that.
Official. You have any other cast members you want to shout out, or is just only y'all three niggas and Kim Wright?
We got our young boy Killer Cam in there.
Okay.
Killer Cam.
We ain't really put any people in
this. Oh my goodness! So it's really only. Hey. We just talking about you.
And of course, we
alive. Yeah, we alive. We alive. Rest in peace to everybody we lost. You know, that's not even. a question, and I always say, like, it's not a loss. So you have them for when you had them. Yeah, they're yours forever. Philly Shine Radio. We're going to go into this track again. Shout out to Millionaire Mirror. I see y'all niggas Tuesday. See everybody else in a few minutes, you know what I mean, for this video shoot. Because I got the all black on. We got to take some pictures and be lit. Shout out to y'all. Thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you.
Dad, new nickname. Dad with the Budweiser. Pull these chairs out, we're gonna take a picture back here.
Well, like, what I'll bet you kept some leaves, I put in the bed. Yeah, that little nigga dead. Thought he won't give me the throat. just in the exit. I was like, take that total bitch, let's go. I heard that nigga was mad, I see that low, I nigga, you broke. But this was asking me questions about murder, nigga, I never did both. I'm so sorry, I never did both. Teddy yelling, free, I'm talking, trapping, bail him out, nigga. You was okay, I can't chill, no talking, now you telling out, nigga. Ain't going. He falling, yeah, you hella valid. Nigga, I'm playing with us, don't make me pick your mother. He callous, and we're both like wild boys. My little niggas ain't done some shit. Clip on the pockets of my staff, you look like honey, I struck the kid. Put it up, twig. Put it on my media. Put it on, you better let me know what the nigga ain't right now.
Yo.
Oh, I've been getting tickets with the gang. Getting tickets to the first lady. Now